Restoring My Soul, Wednesday the 20th of August. Be fruitful and multiply. After the woman was formed from Adam's side, and they were joined by the covenant of marriage, God blessed them and said, "Be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth." In this, God gave to them the mandate and blessing of procreation. This was to be a co-participation or co-creation with God the Father, by which they could bring forth godly seed for the Father. The bringing forth of children for Adam and his wife was according to the pre-appointed timing of the Father. We note that there were approximately 4,000 years from the time when Adam and the woman were married until they were enabled to bring forth children through procreation. The fall of mankind occurred immediately prior to the Lord's pre-appointed time for the couple to bring forth children. Accordingly, we read in the book of Genesis that following their fall, Adam called his wife's name Eve, indicating that her works were to be the mother of all living. Adam and Eve needed to receive provision from the Lord for the multiplication of their marriage to become a family and household. The provision of the Lord for their household was exemplified in the feast of Passover as a lamb for a household. We see that immediately after the fall, the Lord made an animal sacrifice and gave tunics of skin to Adam and his wife. This animal sacrifice made by the Lord was for Adam and his wife their participation in the Feast of Passover. It is important for us to recognize that the timing of this sacrifice was in accordance with the predetermined purpose and timeline of God the Father. It was not God's reaction to the fall of mankind. Nevertheless, Christ's offering on the cross, of which this animal sacrifice was a picture, was fully adequate to minister redemption to Adam and Eve. The references used in today's devotions are Genesis chapter 1 verse 28, Malachi chapter 2 verse 15, Genesis chapter 3 verses 20 and 21, and Exodus chapter 12 verse 3. For further study, Malachi chapter 2.